很高兴今天我们有这种自由在这里来自由的敬拜神。
Now it's been a very busy summer for most everyone.
好像大家整个夏天都很，暑假都很忙。
I'm glad that it's kind of winding down a little bit.
我觉得最后终于这个慢慢要安静下来了，夏天要结束了。
And I know all of you are looking forward to school starting again soon.
我知道大家好像都在期待着学习，新的学期马上要开始了。
Now that I'm retired and I don't have to take classes and I don't have to teach, I'm glad to see everybody going to school.
然后呢，我已经退休了，所以我不需要去教课，我也不需要再去去选课。那我很高兴看着别人在那儿忙活。
Been a very busy summer. My wife spent 5 weeks in Hawaii.
我们这个夏天挺忙的。我太太去夏威夷待了5个星期。
Taking care of the grandchildren.
她去照顾那个孙子孙女。
And while she was gone, I made a trip north and preached several times and saw my son and saw classmates and saw all my siblings.
然后呢，她去了夏威夷，我这几个星期又去了北方，就讲道有很多次，也看了我的儿子，看我的同学。
But now this morning, I want to go back to a subject that I've used several times this summer in preaching.
然后我今天早晨要讲的这个呢，是我在今年暑假很多次讲的一个主题。
I'll tell you where I've used it. I've used this twice in cross-cultural marriage seminar.
我有两次在一个那个婚姻讲座上讲过两次。
I used it in Indiana.
我在印第安纳州也用过。
And I used it at FAU.
然后我在 FAU 讲到时候也用过这个主题。
So if you've heard the most of what I'm going to say this morning, maybe it is that God wants you to hear it again.
如果你以前已经听过很多次了，那可能是神要让你今天再听一次。
But truthfully, the reason I've come back to this is because I felt very strongly that this is what God wants for this service this morning.
我之所以在讲这个题目，是我很有一个强烈的信念，就是我觉得这是神要让给我的信息，要给大家的信息。
And so if I get sick and can't finish the message, maybe one of you who have heard it will be able to.
如果我今天早上生病了，讲不完了，你们谁听过了，你们可以上来继续讲。
And so, let me see if I can get this on. So, okay, all right. Okay.
On your belt, I'll just hold on that.
So we're talking about forgiveness this morning.
我们今天早晨要讲饶恕。
Now, as you look at the cross behind us on the wall, you notice there are two beams on the cross.
我们看我们墙上后边的这个十字架，我们看到有两节。
There's the beam that goes vertical, or it's up and down.
十字架有一根柱子是上下的，垂直的。
Oftentimes it's referred to as God's forgiveness to us or receiving forgiveness from God.
这通常代表了神对我们的饶恕是从上往下的。
And the cross beam, though, is the one that we want to think about this morning, which kind of represents us forgiveness of one another as we live in this life.
但是这个横的这个水平的这个柱子呢，就象征着我们彼此之间的饶恕。
Isn't it true that oftentimes as we travel through this life that we bump shoulders with our brothers and our sisters?
当我们这个经历人生的旅程的时候，我们是不是有时候彼此互相碰撞摩擦呢？
And sometimes offenses come.
有的时候呢，就是有些不愉快。
Oftentimes, new Christians tend to think that now that I'm a Christian, my life is going to be without offense. I'm not going to have any heartaches or temptations.
然后呢，尤其是基督徒，当他们说，哦，我现在刚刚信主了，那我以后我的生活没有任何的麻烦，我也不会有任何的问题。
And some years ago, I was going to church with a load of folks in a van that we had, and I was worried about having a flat tire.
然后呢，有一次多少很多年以前呢，我开这个这个小型轿车，带着一堆人，就是去教会，然后我路上就担心会不会那个车爆胎。
One of the ladies said to me, she said, "Oh, we're going to church. God won't let us have a flat tire on the way to church."
有一位女士就说，我们现在要是去教会，神不会让我们有爆胎的。
Well, we didn't that day, but there has been times that I've been hindered from going to church because something happened to my vehicle.
然后呢，那天是没有爆胎，但是呢，确实以后出现过，我没法去教会，因为我的车子有问题。
And there's been some times that I've been offended by my brothers in Christ.
我有的时候也被我的那个在主里的弟兄姐妹所冒犯。
Sometimes they didn't mean to offend me, but I took it wrong.
他们有的时候并不是想得罪我，但是我却是这样感觉的。
And sometimes maybe they did mean to offend me, and I took it that way too.
然后他们可能确实也是对我不满，得罪我，然后我也就是就觉得他们是这样。
But the fact of it is, because we're Christians, doesn't mean that we become the teacher's pet and we sit on the front seat and.Jesus fights all of our battles for us and never lets us be offended.
不是说我们一旦成为基督徒，我们就是老师最喜欢的那个学生，我们就坐在前排，不需要有任何的问题。耶稣会照顾我们所有的问题，我们就坐在那儿就好了。
But this is what Jesus said to his disciples, and he also intended for us this morning.
这是主耶稣对他的门徒所讲的，我想这也是他要对我们所讲的。
He said to his disciples, "It is impossible, but." That offenses will come.
耶稣对门徒说，绊倒人的事是免不了的。
It's impossible that we can live in this life without being offended from time to time.
就是我们只要活着，就不可能说时不时的就有人会得罪我，让我们绊，就是会让我们绊倒的事情出现。
Then Jesus gives this word of warning to the one who does the offending.
然后主耶稣也对那种使人绊倒的人有一个很严重的警告。
He says, "Woe unto that person from whom the offenses come."
说但那绊倒人的有祸了。
That is a very serious thing, and God takes it very seriously when we offend someone else.
这个呢，就是说神把这件事情看得很严重。当你使人绊倒的时候，这件事在神的眼中是非常严肃的、严重的。
Jesus says.It were better for him that a millstone was hanged about his neck and he cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones.
就是把磨石拴在这人的颈项上丢在海里还强如他把这小子里的一个绊倒了。
That's a pretty serious punishment that Jesus has told us is going to happen to those who offend one of his children.
主耶稣这是给我们告诉我们一个很严重的后果，就是对那些把死人绊倒的人。
But that's not the emphasis of what we're talking about this morning.
但是这个不是我们今天早上要强调的。
Jesus says in the next verse, he says, take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him.
主耶稣下面就讲说你们要谨慎若是你的弟兄得罪你就劝诫他他若懊悔就饶恕他
And so in our discussion this morning of how that we live and travel on this narrow road to heaven with our brothers and our sisters and the world around us the first thing that Jesus wanted us to know is that we should take heed to ourselves
就是当我们在这个窄路上跟着我们的弟兄姐妹一起走天路的时候周围的世界在看着我们主耶稣对我们的警告第一个就是说我们自己要小心谨慎
In other words, make sure that you have the right attitude and that you understand what is happening when offenses come
就是当你被得罪被冒犯的时候要确定你自己是有个正确的态度
And make sure that you do according to what I tell you to do, Jesus is saying.
主耶稣说你要确定你是按照我告诉你的去行。
Jesus says, if thy brother offend thee, rebuke him.
他说如果你的弟兄得罪你就劝诫他。
And I have been looking at that little phrase, rebuke him, in the last few days and thinking a lot about that.
我这过去几天我一直在看这个词劝诫在想这个词的意思
I thought maybe that some of the other English versions would translate that a little more softly than the harsh word of rebuke
那个我在想是不是 英文别的翻译呢会把那个劝诫它那个是责备的意思能不能翻译的会柔软一些
And soI begin to leaf through several other translations of the English Bible.
所以我就去看别的不同版本的翻译。
And the majority of them have that strong word rebuke him.
所以呢，大多数的翻译呢，在这里都是用的这个很强烈的词，就是责备。
But then I began to think about what does Jesus really want us to do when we are rebuking our brother?
那我在想，耶稣真正让我们去责备、劝诫我们的弟兄时候，耶稣想让我们做的是什么呢？
When we are rebuking the one who has sinned against us.
当我们去责备、劝诫那个得罪、冒犯我们的人的时候，
What should be our attitude toward him?
那我们对这个人的态度应该是怎么样的呢？
Remember, this is in the same verse as Jesus says, take heed to yourself.
然后这个劝诫也出现在同一个经文里，这个经文又说，你们自己要小心谨慎。
So does that word rebuke when we go to someone that we feel has offended us, does that mean that we go and we speak harshly and we speak in anger and spit flies out of our mouth and we get in their face and we rebuke them severely?
那个意思不是意味着当我们就是说这个责备冒犯的时候，就是我们到那个冒犯我们面前，我们就很生气，话讲得很严厉，心里想怎么说就这么说呢？
In the human, that's kind of the way that we feel. That's what they deserve. They shouldn't have done that to us.
就是在我们的感觉里边，我们觉得对，我们就应该那么说，因为他们冒犯了我们，他们得罪了我们，我们不值得这样被他们对待。
My wife shouldn't have spoken to me that way.
我太太不应该那样用那种口气对我说话。
My husband should have been a little more gentle and kinder.
我先生应该对我更温和、更好一些。
But then I began to think about the approach, and I made thought about two different ways to rebuke someone.
然后我就想到说，你要怎么样去劝诫、责备一个人呢？有两种不同的方式。
And so, I'm going to call one way the honey approach, and call the other way the vinegar approach.
一种呢，劝诫的方式呢是这种蜂蜜的劝诫、蜂蜜式的劝诫方式；另外一种是那个醋一般的劝诫方式。
And so this morning I borrowed a little bit of vinegar from my wife. Did you verify that this is vinegar?
Yeah. 他说他是今天早晨从他太太那儿买了一瓶那个白醋。
And when my wife was in Hawaii this summer, she happened to meet someone she knew, and they took her to their farm.
然后呢，我太太在夏威夷的时候，她正好碰到了一个她认识的朋友，这些人就把她带到他们的农场。
And on their farm, they had 48 different kinds of fruit.
他们那个农场有48种不同的水果。
And then they had several beehives of honey.
他们有不同的这个蜂窝，就是蜂巢。
And so would you verify that that is honey?
That's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very sweet. Yeah, 他说这个是带的是蜂蜜。
And so we have the honey approach, or we have the vinegar approach.
所以呢，我们现在是有一种蜂蜜的来方式和一种那个白醋的方式。
So in our mind this morning, let's go on a little picnic.
所以想象一下，你今天去野餐。
And imagine that we're sitting at a picnic table in a park somewhere close by.
想象一下，我们坐在这个野餐桌上，在一个公园里边。
And we open our vinegar and we set it on the table.
然后我们把这个醋打开，就放在这个桌上。
And we open our honey and set it close to the vinegar.
然后我们也把这个蜂蜜打开，就挨着这个醋。
Now we have a problem because the flies are going to come.
现在有问题了，就是苍蝇会过来。
Where are the flies going to go? Are they going to go to the vinegar? Or are they going to go to the honey?
那个苍蝇会去哪个呢？是去这个白醋呢，还是去这个蜂蜜？
I don't think you're going to see any flies bothering the vinegar.
你不会看到苍蝇去找这个白醋。
But the honey, you're going to see a lot of attraction of insects.
但是你去看到这个蜂蜜呢，会吸引很多的昆虫。
And so when your husband offends you and you go with the vinegar approach, how successful do you think you're going to be?
如果你的先生得罪你，然后你是用这个醋的方式去解决，那你觉得他会怎么样呢？
So if you're taking heed to yourself and you go in anger and you rise up in anger and you speak that way to your spouse or to whomever,
如果你真的是就是没有小心谨慎，你就是小心谨慎，你去见这个人，你用一个很生气的方式来表达，然后你也很生气，你用很生气的表达，那会有什么结果呢？
What do you think that does to yourself?
你觉得你这样生气对你自己会有什么影响呢？
And so it has been said that if you put a very harsh chemical in a bucket and carry that chemical in the bucket, what does it do to the bucket?
如果你有一个非常强的这个化学物品，你放在一个就这样一个盆子里边，你带着这个盆子走来走去，那这个盘子会怎么样呢？这个容器会发生什么情况呢？
It's going to cause a lot of deterioration and corruption and in the bucket.
这个呢，这个很强的这个化学物质会给这个容器呢带来很多的腐蚀。
And so that vinegar approach with that harsh chemical that you're carrying around in your heart, all of that anger, what's it going to do to you?
所以呢，你就像你的心，就像这个容器。如果你把这个强烈的这个白醋这种化学物质放在里边，那你觉得这个对你的这个对这个容器对你的心脏会有什么影响呢？
And so Jesus says very clearly, take heed to yourself.
所以主耶稣很清楚明了的讲到说，你们要小心谨慎。
So when this is over, if you go in anger, he might be coming back to you that you've offended him.
然后呢，如果你这个结束之后呢，你因为你很生气，有可能你就到最后你就变成得罪他。
So take heed to yourself that you don't carry around the anger in your heart.
所以呢，要小心谨慎，不要你心里存着怒气，就是这样的在这个经过人生。
But what some people do, they try to suppress this and keep it all in their heart. And I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to tell it to the Lord.
然后有些人呢，他们做的就是我把这个压下去，说我不会把这个让这个生气，我不会把这种怒气让任何人知道，我就只告诉神。
But Jesus says, "Go to him and rebuke him."
但是主耶稣说的是，你要去到那个弟兄面前去劝诫责备他。
Keeping in mind that the honey approach is probably going to bring you a far better result than the anger approach.
你要知道，你对这种蜂蜜式的这种解决方式，会远远会带给你一个，这种生气所带来的解决方式更好的一个结果。
And then Jesus says, if he repents, forgive him.
主耶稣在下边接着说，如果他懊悔，就饶恕他。
And what if he don't repent?
如果他们不懊悔呢？不悔改呢？
Then bring it to the cross and lay it down and let it go.
然后就把这个得罪这个冒犯带到十字架前面，让这个过去。
Just from a practical purpose and reason, you don't want to carry that anger in your heart.
就是为了一个很实际的目的，你不想带着这个怨恨，带着这个生气。
Have you ever been around a person that is just continually angry?
你有没有说碰到就是一些人在你说这个人就常常的生气发怒？
We call them an angry person, an angry man.
我们会称这种人是一个好生气的人。
That person is not as likely to live as long as he would if he would calm down and have a little better approach to life.
如果呢，这个人呢，他大概一般寿命不是很长。如果他要是能把这个生气给放下，过常常的平静下来，他可能会活得更久一些。
Oh, but we're walking with Jesus, and so our ultimate motive is to please Jesus.
因为我们和主耶稣同行，所以我们最终的目的是要让耶稣喜悦。
So Lord, I've gone to that person, I've talked with that person, and they haven't asked me to forgive them. They defended themselves, and now what should I do? I'm going to just leave it with you.
然后我就说，神啊，我到这个人面前，我也跟他谈，我也跟他劝诫他，但是他却不觉得自己做错，而且变得非常的就是防御性很强。那我就要把这个来带到你面前，放在你面前，让这个过去。
All right, in the next slide it says, and if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn again to thee saying, I repent.Thou shalt forgive him.
倘若他一天七次得罪你，又七次回转，说我懊悔了，你总要饶恕他。
In other words, there's an attitude of forgiveness because you're following Jesus, and to be Christ-like, we not only forgive once, but we continually forgive and continually look over the offenses that come.
因为呢，我们是跟随耶稣，我们跟耶稣同行，所以我们的态度就是不断的去饶恕，不断的去放下。
The apostles said unto the Lord, "Increase our faith."
门徒对主说，求主加增我们的信心。
In other words, I can hear the disciples saying, "But Lord, this is such a difficult thing. Do you realize what you're asking us to do?"
然后我就想象门徒在说，神啊，主啊，你知道你要求的这个事情有多难吗？而且我们要不断的去做。
And they recognized that they were going to have more faith if they were going to be able to fulfill these commands of Jesus.
知道说他们如果要成就主耶稣的这个要求的话，他们需要更多的信心。
Most of us cannot control our emotions enough to do this on our own.
我们很多人基本上不能说靠着我们自己的力量来控制我们的情绪来去饶恕。
We have to have Jesus and the faith in Jesus to be able to accomplish this.
只有对主耶稣的信心，主耶稣在我们里边，我们才能这样做。
And so Jesus simply said to them, "If you have faith as a small as a grain of mustard seed."
主耶稣就简单的对他们说：“你们若有信心像一粒芥菜种。”
You shall say to this large tree, "Be thou uprooted and cast into the sea, and it shall be done."
就是对这棵桑树说：“你们要拔起根来，投在海，栽在海里。”
So Jesus is saying to the disciples, "You don't have to be a Christian for 50 years before you're able to fulfill my commands. All you need is a little grain of faith."
主耶稣说：“你并不需要成为基督徒五十年才能够去做这样的事情。你只要信主，你哪怕有一个像芥菜种那样子的信心。”
So when you believe in Jesus and He forgives you of your sins, you believe by faith in Him and became a Christian.
所以你当你相信主耶稣，相信他，赦免了你的罪，那你就是靠着他，你就有这种信心。
So I believe that Jesus is saying, take that grain of faith that you had when you believed in me and build on that faith and walk in that faith.
所以主耶稣说，当你有这个信心，你就在这个信心上建造。
And so forgiveness, what is it?
什么是饶恕呢?
Forgiveness is nothing more than letting go of grudges and bitterness.
饶恕就是放下怨恨与苦毒。
All of those corrosive things that gonna corrode our heart if we carry them in our hearts, let go of those things.
就是那些如果我们放在我们的心里带在里边，就会腐蚀我们的心灵的那些东西。
Oh, when someone you care about hurts you and you can hold on to the anger and resentment and thoughts of revenge.
你所在乎的人如果伤害了你，你可以选择愤怒、怨恨，甚至报复。
Or you can embrace forgiveness and move forward.
或者你可以选择原谅、饶恕。
Oh, it's examples in life of people who have forgiven others and found such peace in life and joy and contentment.They said, "Why didn't I do this years ago?"
有些人呢，他们真正的是饶恕了之后，他们就发现他们的生命充满了平安、喜乐和满足。他们就说：“为什么我不早点原谅呢？”
Why did I carry all of those corrosive things in my heart for so long?
我为什么要带着这些对我的心灵有腐蚀的东西这么久呢？
I read about a man and a woman in Texas that after they got married, they didn't like each other very much.
就是有一对夫妇在德州，他们结婚了之后呢，却不再喜爱对方。
And they began to fight and quarrel among themselves.
他们就开始争吵。
Finally decided to get a divorce.
最后他们就决定要离婚。
But neither one of them would leave the house. Both of them were going to stay in the house.
但是没有一个人想先离开家，都待在那个房子里。
Wife said, "I'm not leaving. You're going to have to leave."
然后那个太太说，我才不走，你要走你走。
He said, "But I'm not leaving. You're going to have to leave."
然后这个先生说，我才不走，要走你走。
So they both staked out their claim in the house.
所以他们都待在那儿，要宣称这个房子是我的。
Just a little wooden house.
就是一个很小的木头房子。
So one morning, bright and early, the husband got up and he went to his tool shed and he got out his saw.
然后呢，有一天早晨，这个先生就去他的工具棚里拿出来他的那个锯。
And he sawed the house completely in half.
然后他就把那个房子整整的从中间锯成了两半。
He said, "You stay over there and I'll stay over here."
我就待在这半边，你待在那半边。
Not a very good approach to settling the problem.
但是你去解决问题，这样子的一个解决方式可不是一个好的方式。
And so they both were carrying that anger and resentment and unwillingness to forgive.
他们就心里带着怨恨，带着这种苦毒，谁都不想去原谅。
And the husband, "I'll show you," and he's trying to get revenge on his wife.
这个先生说，我得让你给你点颜色看看，所以他要报复。
Oh, but then there are those that have those kind of problems, and they they get together and they make a conscious choice to forgive and forget and to build their lives together, and they find such joy.
但是相反的，如果一些人他们去选择饶恕，选择放下，然后他们的生命就会充满这个喜乐和平安。
So what is forgiveness?
所以到底什么是宽恕、饶恕呢？
It's a conscious choice that we make.
是一个你自己一个有意的一个决定。
I'm going to decide to forgive. This is going to be gone. I'm not going to carry this corrosiveness in my heart any longer.
我就是下决心，我就是决定要把这个东西给放下，我不要再带着这个会腐蚀我心灵的东西继续生活。
It's a deliberate decision to release resentment against someone else.
是一个一个就是一个刻意的一个决定，是要把这种心里的这个怨恨，对那个人的愤恨给放下。
And it's a conscious choice to release that feelings of vengeance that you want to get towards someone else.
是一个清楚的一个很特定的一个决定，就是说我要把那种要报复、要复仇的那种心意给放下。
Oh, but do they deserve your forgiveness?
他们配得你的这个饶恕吗？
No, they don't deserve your forgiveness.
他们不值得你的饶恕。
But that's not the question.
但是那个问题不在于此。
The question is, do you forgive?
这个要问的问题是，你是不是饶恕了？
There comes a time when you have to make that decision that I'm going to follow Christ and to follow His words regardless of what other people do.
你到了一点上，你必须要决定说，不管别人做什么，我是不是要跟随耶稣，跟随他的话语。
I would like for them to come and walk with me hand in hand, but if they don't, I'm still going to walk with Jesus.
我真的是心里边是希望他们过来向我跟我手拉手，我们一起同行。但是如果他们不这样做，我也要和耶稣同行。
So when you came to Jesus and you believed in Jesus and He forgave you of your sins, did you deserve to be forgiven?
当你来到耶稣面前，耶稣饶恕你的罪，你值得他的饶恕吗？
I've got a feeling that maybe you were in the same boat that I was.
也许我们都是同一条船上的。
I didn't deserve to be forgiven.
我不配得被饶恕。
But God forgave me anyway.
但是无论如何，神饶恕了我。
Like the Apostle Paul, he says, I was the chiefest of sinners.
就像使徒保罗说，我在罪人中是罪魁。
And I didn't deserve to be forgiven, Paul would have told you.
保罗会对你说，我不配得被饶恕。
But Jesus in His grace and His mercy, He forgave me of all my sin.
但是呢，因着耶稣的恩典和怜悯，他饶恕了保罗我所有的罪。
So the other person doesn't need to be forgiven.
所以呢，另外一个人呢，他确实需要被饶恕。
I meant to say doesn't deserve to be forgiven.
那个人呢，可能是他不配得被饶恕。
But we don't deserve to be forgiven either.
但是我们也不配得被神饶恕。
So this does not mean when we forgive a brother who has sinned against us, it does not mean that we gloss over or deny the seriousness of the offense.
当我们就是去饶恕我们弟兄的过犯的时候，并不表示我们掩饰或者否认过犯的严重性。
All the offense sometimes is awful and we can't gloss over and say that it didn't happen or that it didn't mean anything.
然后有的时候这个过犯是这样的严重，我们不能就说哦，没有什么关系，他们并不是这个意思，并不是给他们掩饰过去。
I was touched in my heart not very many months ago while I was in Taiwan.
不是很久，就是前一段呢，我在台湾，我的心真的被一件事情所触动。
A former student of my wife and I, wanted to take me, my wife hadn't come yet, she wanted to take, her and her husband wanted to take me out to get coffee.
然后呢，我有个学生呢，他们是农夫，他们是做是农民，然后他想，那时候我太太还没来，他和他的先生就想带我去喝咖啡。
And Sandra said to me, Dr. William, I want to take you to a special place.
然后这个女士就说，哦，她说温牧师，我想带你去一个很特别的地方。
And so we went down to the Kaohsiung Harbor, and there was a little Starbucks coffee that had two stories.
然后我们就去了那个高雄港，在那个港口呢有一个两层楼高的那个星巴克咖啡店。
And so we got a coffee, and we went up to the second floor, and we sat at a counter where we could overlook the harbor.
所以我们到了第二层楼哈，我们找的那个位置是可以看到这个港口。
And I was wondering what is so special about this place to this former student of mine.
我就在想说这个地方对这个农夫，就是这个学生有什么特别呢？
Then her husband and her begin to tell me of why that place was special to them.
然后他跟他先生就向我讲述说为什么这个地方对他们是这么的特别。
This is what they told me.
这是他们所告诉我的。
They told me, they said, her husband said, I was in business with a partner. We had an export tea business, and it was a thriving business.
他说，他的先生说，我那时候原来做生意，我有一个同，有个同伙，然后同伴，我们一起做这个茶叶外销生意，是一个生意很兴旺。
But my wife and I decided to take a short vacation, and so we took a three-day weekend and went on a little vacation here on the island.
他说我跟我太太想去度假，所以我们就去了三个星期的度假。
But he said while I was gone, my partner took all of the money out of the account and all of the things that he could carry, and he disappeared.
然后呢，就在我们这个度假的三个星期之间，我的这个同伙呢就把银行里所有的钱还有所有他能得到的钱都席卷一空，人就消失了。
He said he left my wife and I without the ability to make our payment on our house.
他说这样的话呢，我们甚至连那个付房子的钱都没有了。
Said we didn't have money for anything extra at all.
他说我没有一点额外的钱。
And said, so we came here and we would sit at this very, in these very seats, looking out over the harbor, not even enough money to buy a cup of coffee, and we would pray about our situation.
然后呢，我们就会来到这个地方呢，坐在这里，我们甚至都没钱去买咖啡，然后我们就在这里祷告。
And as we prayed about the situation, God brought forgiveness in our hearts toward our partner.
当我们祷告的时候呢，神就把那个饶恕的心放在我们里边，让我们可以去饶恕那个我那个同伙。
And in God's good time, my husband, she said, was able to start back up another business, and now that business is thriving and doing well, but we don't have a partner.
靠着神的恩典，我先生又做别的生意，现在那个生意呢也很红火。感谢神，那现在我先生我没有同伙。
After we parted company, and I was back in my apartment, and I was thinking about what she had told me.
当我们回去之后呢，我坐在我的公寓里面，我就在思想她所讲的。
She did not deny that the problem took place.
她没有否认这个所发生的问题。
She didn't gloss over the problem and say it was okay.
她没有说掩盖这个问题，说哦没关系。
But what she didn't do, she didn't call her partner any bad names or any derogatory speech.
她没有说，但是她没有做，就是她没有恶狠狠的，就是说，就是很批这个同伙，叫他一个坏名字或者怎么样的。
She just said, she just told me what he did, and she left it at that without making judgments on.
她就是告诉我说，她的这个同伙呢做了什么事情，然后就在那儿就停下来，没有再继续的去评判那个人。
And so when we forgive, it doesn't mean that we gloss over and deny that a problem existed.
当我们真的就是去饶恕的时候，并不意味着我们就是好像掩盖或者不去看那个问题的严重性。
In English, at least, we sometimes say forgive and forget.
在英文里边，有时候我们会讲就是饶恕并且忘记。
But it's impossible to forget.
但是忘记是不可能的。
It does. When we forgive, it doesn't mean that we totally forget. It's wiped out of our minds completely. It's still there.
我们饶恕了，原谅了，并不意味着这个东西我们就完全不记得了。这个记忆从我们脑中消除了。
It doesn't mean that we condone or approve of what happened.
也不是说我们纵容或者放纵这个所发生的事情，就是。
Doesn't mean that we excuse the seriousness of the event.
或者我们为这个过犯，这个事情的严重性找借口。
But it does mean that we forgive and move forward with our lives in a positive attitude.
但是就是确实意味着我们饶恕，然后我们带着一个正确的态度继续过我们的生活，继续的往前行。
Oh, but Pastor, does it mean that if I forgive, that I'm always going to reconcile with the one who has offended me?
牧师，你是不是意味着当我们饶恕的时候，我们一定会和那个冒犯我们的人和好如初呢？
doesn't mean that we always have to reconcile.
这个并不意味着我们总是会和好。
So oftentimes reconciliation is impossible.
很多情况之下，这种和好是不可能的。
But nevertheless, we forgive and we move on with Jesus.
但是不管怎么样，我们饶恕，然后我们继续前行，跟主耶稣同行。
Sometimes we just cannot reconcile.
有的时候我们真的是没有办法去和好。
Oh, suppose I need a car.
想象一下，我需要一部车。
And I go down to the car lot and I.A man tells me about this car, and he says it's like new. It's nothing wrong with it. Everything's good. It's ready to go. You can drive this to California.
然后我们去买车，那个卖车的人就说：“哦，这个车就像新的似的，每样东西都是好好的。你可以这个车可以一直开到加州都没问题。”
But before I get to Hope Sound, I'm sitting beside of the road, calling for a wrecker.
但是呢，我这个车买了还没开回家，我就得去叫修车公司了，就得找拖车公司。
So I go back to him, and whether he makes it right or whether he doesn't make it right, the next time I need a car, am I going to go back to the same place?
但是呢，不管说我找这个人，不管他是不是把这个事情给弥补了，做对了，但是如果我下一次再买车，我还会去找同样一个卖车商吗？
I think I'll go somewhere else.
我想我会去另外一个地方，不会再去那个地方了。
Without harboring any feelings in my heart against that man.
我不是心里面对这个人没有任何的不好的感受，但是我不会再回去。
So what are the benefits of forgiving someone?
所以呢，我们饶恕人的这个益处在于什么呢？
Well, the benefits of forgiving someone is freedom now to receive forgiveness from God.
我们的这个益处之一就是现在我们已经心里自由，我们可以接受神对我们的饶恕。
When Jesus was teaching his disciples to pray, which also includes us, he taught them to say, "Forgive us our sins as we forgive others."
就是主耶稣在登山宝训里边，他教导他的门徒祷告的时候说：“饶恕你们饶恕人的过犯，如同你饶恕我们的过犯。”
So why is it so easy to hold a grudge?
为什么那么容易就是心怀怨恨呢？
Because we want the person punished. They shouldn't have treated us that way, right?
因为那个人呢，他不应该这样对待我。我们希望那个人受到惩罚。
Those are human feelings.
这是人之常情。
But Jesus wants to lead us in a better way.
但是主耶稣想让我们走在一个更美的道路上。
And the effects of holding a grudge?
那个如果你就是心怀怨恨会有什么后果呢？
So you hold that bitterness and resentment in your heart.
如果你心里边存着苦毒和怨恨。
Feelings of revenge.
你就是想要去报复。
And just like the bucket carrying the corrosive chemicals,
你就会像一个带着那个心里面存着各种这种腐蚀性的这种化学物质，最后会腐蚀你自己。
So, what happens if we cannot forgive someone?
如果我们没有办法会原谅饶恕一个人，会怎么样呢？
We're the one that's going to suffer.
我们会是那个受苦受亏损的人。
So easy to hold a grudge, so easy to hold those feelings of vengeance.
然后当你心怀怨恨，你就很容易有这种报复的心态。
So easy to pray to God to punish the other person.
我们向神祷告时候让那个人遭罚。
I don't recommend it.
我不会去推荐这样。
I've never been very successful praying against someone who has offended me.
我如果这样祷告的话，你不会很成功的。
God said, "Vengeance is mine; I will repay."
神说，深渊在我，我必报应。
And I've said, "But I've said, Lord, would you punish them? Would you show them that they're wrong?"
如果你对神说，我对神说，神呐、啊，你要好不好去惩罚他们，让他们知道他们做错了。
And I've never even been able to make anybody sick by my prayer.
我就这样祷告，甚至都没法让对方生病。
But I tell you what God did tell me one time.
但是我记得神有一次真的怎么对我说的。
It wasn't an audible voice, but it was a clear message from God.
不是一个能听到耳朵能听到的声音，但是却很清楚的从神来的信息。
He said, "Don't worry about whether they change or not. Just worry about letting me change you."
他说不要去担心或者在意那个人他会不会改变，就在意我来。你要关心的是我来改变你。
When I found that God changed me, then I found the answer to it all.
当神 改变了我的时候，我就得到了所需要的答案。
He increased my faith.
第一个，他增加了我的信心。
And I was able to forgive.
我可以去饶恕。
And I found peace and contentment.
然后我心里边有平安，有满足。
So how do I reach a state of forgiveness?
当我怎么样达到这个饶恕的状态呢
？We pray.
我们祷告。
We act on our prayers.
我们也按着我们所祷告的去行动。
We make a conscious choice to forgive.
我们做一个有意思的决定去饶恕。
And if the person we don't, and if the person we forgive doesn't change, we leave that with God.
如果我们所祷告的这个人呢，我们饶恕的人，他不改变，我们就把这个放在神的手里。
Oh, but what about if I'm the one who has done the offending?
但如果你是那个冒犯人的，怎么样？会怎么？应该怎么办呢
？Oh, I've got to be sure that I ask for forgiveness.
第一个呢，我要去寻求饶恕，寻求原谅。
And if we can go to that last slide on the presentation.
如果我们去最后一个那个幻灯片。
Unforgiveness. It's like taking poison and hoping the other person dies.
如果你不去饶恕人的话，就好像你把那个毒药吞下去，但是却希望另外一个人死。
So if English is your first language this morning, repeat this after me, please.
如果你英文是你的母语的话，你可以请你跟我一起读。
Unforgiveness is like taking poison and hoping the other person dies.
英文是这么讲的 ，Unforgiveness is like taking poison and hoping the other person dies.
Now, if Chinese is your
如果是中文是我们的母语的话，请我们大家一起读。
Repeat or read together after.
让我们一起来读这个。无法宽恕，就像吃了毒药，却希望死掉的是别人。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning that we can experience the forgiveness of our sins.
主啊，我们的天父，谢谢你，我们可以经历罪得饶恕。
And as we travel this narrow road to eternal life, we can experience forgiveness of one another.
当我们走在这个人生的窄路上，要通向永恒的时候，我们可以经历彼此的饶恕。
Offenses are going to come.
冒犯被得罪一定会有的。
But Lord, we pray that you will help us to act in the proper way, taking heed to our ways.
但是主，我们请求你帮助我们，让我们能够自己小心谨慎，有一个正确的对待态度。
And when we falter, Lord, we pray that you'll wrap your loving arms of mercy around us.
当我们真的是跌倒的时候，愿你的恩典的手真的膀臂来扶持我们。
And keep us in the straight and narrow way.
帮助我们真的是走在这个窄路上。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。